Real music, real interviews, real information. That's why we call it Real Gospel with the X-Man.
Welcome back, family. I want to let you know that Candy Staton is a staple in gospel music. I mean, she's been around, she's been there, she's done that, and she's traveled the world, done tremendous things. And you know what? Her story, her incredible story, is on the way. But first, let's hear her new song, Put It Back. I'm the X-Man, and this is Real Gospel.
Get a little ahead, something happens. You know you got two steps forward and one backwards. Satan stole and he's gonna have to put it back.
Put it back. Put it back. Put it back. Put it back. Satan, not commanded. There's a ruthless spirit in the land, taking everything he can. Every time you try to get ahead, the enemy steals it right out of your hand. But when the enemy is caught, he must restore seven times again. So Satan, I command you in the name of Jesus, put it back. In Christ Jesus, it's time we take a stand. Jesus said you shall walk over the power of the enemy. You an instrument in God's hand. Rise up and take your authority and never accept defeat. Oh, Satan, I command you in the name of Jesus, put it back. Just run in and I say, oh, you thought you had me with your sickness. You thought you had me with your lack. Oh, Satan, I command you in the name of Jesus, put it back. Yeah, everything you stole.
Real Gospel is the place where God gets the glory and artists tell their stories. I'm so honored to have four-time Grammy Award nominated singer Candy Staton. Or is it Staton?
It's Staton.
Staton. See, I don't know. I have Statons in my family in North Carolina.
Oh, really?
And it's spelled the same way.
How is it spelled? It's spelled the same way?
The same way.
Well, you know, in Europe, that's what they call me.
Oh.
They everybody call it Candy Staton. and I'm always saying, no, it's Staton.
Ah.
That's the way my dad and my mom and everybody, we went by Staton.
The Statons. That's right. Well, I'm honored to have you on Real Gospel because your career spans so many generations and you've worked with so many people. So for the listening audience, for those who are not familiar with you and your career, take us back to where you first discovered the Lord and how, you know, just where you came from. You know, talk to us about who you are.
Well, it all started when I was a little girl. I was 5 years old when I discovered that I could sing. My mother took me to church, I guess, when I was still, you know, in the womb. And she never stopped taking me to church. And I heard music all of my life. And in the country where I came from, there was nothing to do. And so singing was like a pastime to me. I would just entertain myself. You know, just singing what I heard them sing in church. Plus, we had an old battery radio, and you don't even hear about these anymore. It was like the battery, the old battery.
I know what you're talking about.
Actually, it was like a battery in a car, and you just hooked the radio up to that big old battery. It lasted a year or more, you know. So we were just kind of like, we didn't have anything in gospel at that time except AM radio stations. They didn't have FM for us. They had FM for country, FM for rhythm and blues, FM for everything except gospel. And we were always on the AM, and the static was horrendous. But we would just listen anyway. And I got to the point where I would hear Clara Warren and the Davis Sisters, and I would hear Sam Cooke and all of these great people on the air. They would be singing, and we would, you know, mimic them. And not realizing that I was also training my voice to become a singer. And so what I took for granted, everybody thought was awesome. When I did finally open up my mouth and start singing, I mean, you know, out in public. And one of my mother's friends heard me sing one day around the back of the house. And she went and told the pastor. And the pastor called me up unexpectedly. My sister and I, her name is Maggie. We would harmonize together, and she said, "Those little girls can sing." And so they called me up to sing, and her up to sing a song, you know, to sing a song together. And the church went crazy. And so he started taking us around with him wherever he went. And we started drawing big crowds because they said, "Reverend King is coming with them little singing girls." And they just, that's how we started. And then from there, I got with a group called the Four Golden Echoes when I got about eight or nine years old. And then my mother and my father separated. We moved to Cleveland, Ohio, where he lived. And we got with a lady by the name of Bishop M.L. Jewell, who had a school in Nashville, Tennessee. And she convinced my mother to let us come down after we sung at their church one Tuesday night. And we won the contest. They used to have a contest on Tuesday nights for the best singers. And then she wanted us to come to the school, and along with her granddaughter, we started a group called the Jewel Gospel Trio. Went all over the world, all over the nation, you know, even to Cuba and to Nassau.
Wow.
We went all everywhere you could name, California, New York, everywhere. And we made 7 records together, and we were on the scene. We were on the gospel scene. And after that, by the time I was 19, I got pregnant. I came home. I stopped traveling with the Jewel Trio. Messed around. It was so boring in Alabama until I was so used to traveling and being on big stages and stuff until I got with the wrong person. And, you know, that's what boredom will get you. And I tell all these little girls out here today, be careful. Don't get so bored. Always get, you know, that's a void that the devil will use. And so I got caught up into that, and I got married early, too early, and started having a family. And in 1969, after going through the church, and I got a book coming out. I got a book coming out.
Okay.
It's coming out in October.
Wow.
That's going to tell you all this whole story.
Wow.
It's going to be an amazing book.
We got the early preview. Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, it's an amazing book.
Wow.
And after that, you know, I got state. I didn't sing for a while. I just only sang in the churches, and I was having my children. I had four children by my first husband, and I was a housewife and raising my children. And Sam Cooke and Lou Rawls came through Birmingham to do a show, and I knew them from the Pilgrim Travelers and the Soul Stirrers. And I went to see them, and I was backstage with them, and they were saying, Candy, we could get you a record deal with Capitol. At that time, my mother was like, no, no. She was so against it. But after a while, you know, I went through some changes in churches and stuff with religion, and I have all that in the book as well. Religion can be so cruel. I don't know if you know this or not.
Oh, but yes, I know
when
it.
When you get into a religious mode,
yes.
People can be very
yes.
evil and cruel
yes.
to you.
Yes.
And I just left the church. I was so disgusted with... I thought it was God doing that to me. Then once I got saved in 1982, I realized it wasn't God, but it was the devil using people to do his dirty work inside of the church. And so... which runs a lot of people away, you know, with these thou shalt and shall not, you shall not wear lipstick, you shall not wear pants, you shall... All these outward things, but inside, as Jesus told the Pharisees and the Sadducees, they're dirty and they're graves, you know, if they're dead inside. And so I'm like, you know what, you're judging me from the outside, but you don't know me from the inside. So when I found out who Jesus Christ was, and what he represented, he represents love, he represents peace, he represents unity. He wants us to be one in him and to learn his ways and his character. When I find out how wonderful he was, I let all that religious stuff just go out the window. And I started serving a personal relationship with Jesus Christ himself. And you can have that. You can have that relationship today if you want it. You just ask him in your life.
Amen.
You come in, and you will become his personality will begin to show up on you. You
yeah.
know, his personality. You'll start to love people you thought you hated.
Mm-hmm.
You'll start to forgive people you thought you could never forgive because you have that inside of you, have him inside of you, and you can do all things through him who strengthens you. So that's pretty much my story until... In 1969, I got with the group, with Rick Hall from Fame Records. After I got I just left the church. I just couldn't deal with it anymore. So I decided to go into secular music and see what I could do there. And I did. I made a great. I've known all over the world.
That's right.
I'm known everywhere. I go to Europe now, and I draw 60,000 people at any given time. 10, 20, 15, fill up clubs, fill up auditoriums, fill up places, you know. And God is so good, and I don't have to sin to do it. Because I sing to those people, and then I sing my gospel songs as well. I have two gospel records over there that were double platinum. So I draw huge crowds. And God has just opened that door for me to go into all the world and to preach the gospel.
Amen. And that's exactly what you're doing right now. I mean, wow,
mm-hmm.
you are truly God's vessel. Your genre, your music spans genres. It spans the globe. It spans musical genres. It's not just gospel. It reaches masses of people all over the world. You've been on the Late Show with David Letterman.
Mm-hmm.
You've hosted shows with Jason Isbell and Paula White and talked
mm-hmm.
about civil wars and things of that
mm-hmm.
nature. You've been to other countries promoting peace and unity.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, people, you've ministered and had music in England, France, the Netherlands, Japan, Germany, and the list
yeah.
continues to grow. And I'm saying all that to say
yeah.
to the listeners, who may not be familiar with who you are, they need to Google you, if nothing else, and they'll see just how much of a vessel you've been for God's glory. You know, I'm loving the song, Put It Back. When I first started listening to it, I was like, okay, did the blues rip Candy Staten off, or did Tina Turner secretly watch you in church one day? Because that's a combination of some Tina Turner and some blues funk that make you want to clap your hands, stomp your feet. But it's just different. I love it.
Yeah.
Put it
you
back.
You know, that's the devil comes to kill, steal, and destroy, right?
Uh-huh.
But Jesus said, I come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. And whatever he stole, in the word of God, it says he got to bring it back seven times.
Mm, mm, mm.
Seven times he owes you, you know, with interest. So whatever you took from me, you know, all my life you've taken from me, put it back.
Put it back.
With interest. With interest.
I love it.
I want my stuff.
I love it.
I want my houses. I want my future. I want my body back. I want you to take away all your sickness, and you try to destroy me in every way you could destroy me, through relationships, through everything. Put it back.
Amen.
I want mine back.
Amen.
And you're going to give it back to me. And you know, we got the grounds to stand on that too. And we can command. And the word of God says, command ye me concerning the works of my hands. Sometimes we have to command God to do stuff for our lives. We're too timid when it comes down to what we are. We know who we are in the Lord, and you stop being timid about what you want to ask him for. You go boldly to the throne of grace and ask for what you need, and God will make sure that happens for you.
Amen. I'm loving it. You're preaching and you are teaching, because, mm-hmm. Let's talk for a quick second about church hurt. And you said that you went mm-hmm. through some things, because, you know, my grandfather was old school Pentecostal, and I remember mm-hmm. Back in the day, my cousin couldn't yeah. wear earrings, couldn't wear makeup, couldn't do a lot of mm-hmm. those things, and he loved music, and although the old school Pentecostal church had all those rules and all mm-hmm. those things attached to them,
right.
out of that was birthed some great music. I mean, they did love the Lord, but that other part that you referred to, the hard Pentecostals sort of drove us, meaning my generation, out of the Pentecostal church. And
yes,
so
they did.
And so, and it hurt a lot of people, because those rules really blocked us from trying to have a real relationship with the Lord. I've got to take a quick break right now. Mm-hmm. And when we come back from the break, I would like for you to talk about that for a second, and talk about the music that came out of the Pentecostal church for all its hardness, but also how the rules of the church also drove out so many people. And I think that today some of those people are starting to come back because of the music.
They're looking
for that truth that they remember growing up on. But
right.
anyway,
yeah.
I'm coming up on a heartbreak. And so you're listening to Real Gospel. My name is The X-Man. My special guest is Candy Staten, and her new CD project is great. It's called It's Time to Be Free. She's my special guest, and we'll be right back with more Real Gospel right after this.
You're listening to Real Gospel with The X-Man. With the X-Man.